Hi, my name is Helene Lewis, a senior nursing student in the nursing department. Me, along with my muse peer, Daniela Gadaletta, and our student mentor, Dr. Rashida Adkins, as well as a few non-muse student researchers, Arta Kosha, Dana Finkelstein, and Tiffany Stellmaker, helped to develop this poster, Sociodemographic and Coping Correlates of Depressive Symptoms Among Low-Income and Ethnic Minority Mothers. In published studies, 15 to 75% of low-income and ethnic minority mothers report high levels of depressive symptoms. Yet few studies have explored sociodemographic and coping correlates of depressive symptoms in vulnerable mothers to inform preventative interventions. The purpose of this study was to assess the relationship between sociodemographic variables, coping, and depressive symptoms, while identifying the strongest predictors of depressive symptoms in mothers at risk. To measure depressive symptoms, we use the Centers for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale. To measure low income, we use the U.S. poverty line at below 200%. To identify coping styles, we ask this question. State two things you do to help you feel better when you are depressed or in a down mood. The study's design was a descriptive, cross-sectional design. We used a convenient sample of 117 mothers that we recruited from urban community sites. Their ages ranged from 21 to 45 years old, with a mean age of 33.6. The mothers self-identified racially as 74.4% identifying Black or African American, 11.1% identifying Hispanic, 7.7% identifying as biracial or mixed, 6% identifying as white or Caucasian, and 0.9% identifying as other. At least 78.6% of these mothers identified as low income or below 200% of the U.S. poverty line. Furthermore, 52.6% identified as an education at or below high school level. For data analysis, we use percentages, descriptive statistics, Pearson R, and multiple regression. Our results showed high depressive symptom prevalence. 36.2% of these mothers identified at or above 16 on the CESD scale, making them at risk for depression. Significant correlates of these depressive symptoms included income, coping styles, and being head of household. Furthermore, use of social support seeking coping was related to lower levels of depressive symptoms, while use of an emotion-focused coping only was associated with higher levels of depressive symptoms. In conclusion, coping styles and income levels independently predicted levels of depressive symptoms. Interventions to reduce depressive symptoms can target coping strategies, such as social support and support access to economic resources within the community. Thank you.